Welcome to Create the Movement podcast. Create the Movement is an online marketing team focused on collaborating with law firms and businesses nationwide. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement. Welcome to the next edition of our podcast. I am very excited today to be with a friend, Greg Condor. Greg, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Brad.
Good. Thank you. Greg is with Condor Business Solutions.
Yes.
And had a vision to launch your business about 6-7 months ago, right?
Yeah, we're almost 6 months.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But you had the vision, you know, way before. So,
sure.
Can you tell us a little bit about your story and how you came to start Condor Business Solutions?
Oh, sure. Well, my background is that of industrial engineering, and in previous times I actually owned a manufacturing company. Mm-hmm. So this business start isn't my first time, but throughout my career, in addition to owning manufacturing company, I taught business classes and kind of got to know small business, the world of small business and their owners that way, and I just saw an opportunity to start a little consulting business that could help small business owners.
Good. So you said you owned a manufacturing company, and then also went into education and came out into this as well. So
right, yeah. So business ownership from a manufacturing standpoint, some time in the education system, actually teaching business and entrepreneur concepts,
mm-hmm.
and now I'm basically back out into private industry.
All right. Again, so. Yeah, we've known each other for about a couple of years now, right?
Or yeah, I think like. So. At least
been,
a couple.
Been meeting, and I consider, again, Greg just a close friend and, a good, solid mentor to me. So, yeah, let's share a little bit more specifically about Condor Business Solutions and what type of clients you look for, and then also what kind of things you do for them.
Okay, well, client-wise, typically is going to be a small business owner. And definition of small business owners pretty has lots of variety out there. The one that I use is going to be a company with anywhere from say 1 to 30 or 40 employees.
Okay.
So business size, that is sort of what I'm looking at. And then you also look for quality clients, people that are truly trying to achieve something and trying to grow their business or make it more profitable, or even to trying to do good things for the community or others with their profits.
Mm-hmm.
I look for quality business owners that way. And I honestly just want to help them achieve their goals.
Okay.
And I have a couple of ways that I do that, a couple of unique processes that I developed. One of them is called the Optimum Solution. And what I do there, over my experience, I've kind of determined that business really has three main parts.
Mm-hmm.
There's kind of a science part to it, a people part, and an art.
Mm-hmm.
part.
Mm-hmm.
So when we think of the science part of business, we might be thinking of data, statistics, trends, financial statements, mm-hmm. like balance sheets, income statements, cash flow, those types of things. Science part is generally going to have numbers associated
okay.
with it. The people part, if you think when you're in business, all the people that you deal with, certainly, we think about customers, we have employees, team members, vendors, and honestly, for small business, kind of unique to small business, is family.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of makes up that people part, and then the art part is where we find that that marketing and that image and that branding, and sometimes they're in that artful part is where we call on our gut feel or intuition when the science part isn't really clear to us.
Right.
And so we look at all three of those pieces, and that's going to be my starting point with the business. See if one of those pieces has a weakness or needs to be strengthened or something like that. And then when we're pretty well set there, I have this other process called the system of PI. And
system of eating pie?
Yeah. System of PI, P-I for profitable. Profitable yes. ideas.
Okay.
System of profitable ideas. Yeah. And what that system is going to do, again, we're going to sit down and kind of get the current state of the business. Who's our customers? Mm-hmm. What's our products and services? Maybe a SWOT analysis, that sales strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats. And what we're looking for is what area of our business do we need new, fresh, creative ideas for? Mm-hmm. Is it new products, new services? I worked with one company and to come up with ideas for workplace culture change, even.
Mm-hmm.
Could be ideas for new marketing tactics, methods, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So once we know what we need ideas for, then I'm going to go build us some tools and do some research for some thought-provoking information. Mm-hmm. And with the business owner and some of their team, we're going to sit down and have a session where we actually create and generate out-of-the-box fresh ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're finished with that point, you know, we have a stack of new ideas. We're going to prioritize them. Now we're kind of getting into a process that mm-hmm. needs to be a little bit more logical and have some flow. And we're going to take them one or two at a time and vet them out. You know, for example, in the case of a new product or service, we certainly want some good feeling, right, that mm-hmm. That the market or customers out there would see some value in our offering. We want to make sure we're not breaking any laws or regulations, mm-hmm. and there's plenty of those nowadays.
Yes.
So we will get through that vetting process, and if we make it through, then we set a plan and actually implement the idea so we can reap the benefits of the idea.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. What are some exciting things that are happening inside your business right now? Or,
well, right now, being just at the, you know, the 5 or 6 month mark, mm-hmm. It's exciting to meet new people.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting to engage new clients. And for me, it's a thrill when somebody lets you know how you've helped them reach their goals and be successful. So that's kind of the general excitement that most new businesses probably feel.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, something pretty cool that happened is just a couple of weeks ago, I actually had an article.
That's right.
Published in the Tulsa World. Yeah. And talked about how small businesses can go about diversifying their customer base to either grow their business or reduce some of the risk associated with having your customer base so concentrated in just one or two customers or even in a specific industry.
Mm-hmm. And you also you post regularly on your blog, correct? And then you also post on LinkedIn as well, right?
Right. So, yeah. I post on my website's blog, and then I have done some posting on LinkedIn as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good. And we'll put those links within the content of where to find you, if that's okay with you.
All right. That would be the artful part of
yes,
the optimum solution.
Right. Well, I mean, Greg, just really coming, you know, from the business realm for a while. Not that you're old or anything.
All right, thank you.
You're
appreciate you.
You were experienced.
Yeah,
wisdom, right?
That's
yes,
it.
Yes.
Yeah.
What would you say is the best business advice that you have ever received?
Let's see. Boy, I actually read a lot and talk to a lot of people. I would say probably something that has helped me the most is be patient.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our world gets more and more instant gratification oriented, and we have to understand that new businesses, new products, new service, it takes some time for those ideas mm-hmm. to develop and be successful in the marketplace. You know, in fact, if you go read a story about Sam Walton and Walmart, mm-hmm. well, how long did he go with just one little store or mm-hmm. two little stores versus what we see today? Mm-hmm. And most stories of successful business, if you'll have a look at some of the background, mm-hmm. You'll see that there was a pretty long incubation period
yep.
before that. And even with smalls, even if you look at a small business today with 10 or 15 employees, chances are mm-hmm. maybe that first one, two, or three years was just the owner, and maybe the owner and one employee, mm-hmm. something like that.
Yep.
So patience.
Yes. Yeah, or a volunteer. I had my wife volunteer for
it. Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
to as we got started. A friend of mine and I are actually going through Think and Grow Rich, and they talk about, you know, a lot of the successful people didn't really reach their success until after the age of 40.
Right.
So I'm hoping to be successful here pretty soon.
I think you are. Okay. I think you are now.
Thank you. And it was kind of neat because you mentioned being patient, instant gratification. So last Thursday, we had a big storm roll through. And so we got home and no electricity, no internet, no phone service.
Right?
The kids and all of us were like, well, what do we do? You know, yeah, right? We're just like, they're like, are you getting internet, Dad? No, are you getting internet? Yeah. It was just like, you know, we're just so used to that. And same with fast food.
Need some stimulation.
Yeah. So I like that. Be impatient. Well, you mentioned reading books. Mm-hmm. You read often. What are some of the books that you would want to recommend to our listeners?
Oh, I don't know that I can come up with just one or two. Part of it gets back to, you know, if a small business owner, if they do a personal assessment,
mm-hmm.
and then I just encourage them to read something that is either going to leverage one of their strengths or try to strengthen a weakness. So, you know, for example, if you're a little weak on marketing and mm-hmm. understanding marketing, mm-hmm. marketing, I really like the Guerrilla Marketing yeah. series.
You saw that out there, right? Yeah.
You know,
it's good.
If you're weak on understanding finances, uh-huh. read a small business bookkeeping or accounting book, something uh-huh. like that. Relationships, you know, we talked about employees uh-huh. and customers and vendors. Myers-Briggs has some pretty good stuff. Okay. I read a book once called The Color Code that talks yeah. about different personalities and how they can blend together. Honestly, for the small business owner, sometimes it's good to read a little bit about time management. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to do. You know, yep. we wear many hats.
All right. Well, Greg, as we kind of close this out, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
I just encourage people to, you know, to keep striving. And again, for me personally, this is not my first go around with mm-hmm. entrepreneurism mm-hmm. or small business ownership. And, you know, it's easy to feel alone as a small business owner. Mm-hmm. You think nobody understands, you know, employees don't understand. I pulling your hair out trying to figure out how you're going to meet payroll next week.
Mm-hmm.
All those different hats we talked about. That small business owners have to wear, and maybe that's my final comment. Don't feel alone. There's people out there that can help.
Right. Good. All right. Thank you for listening to Create the Movement Podcast. Thanks for listening to this edition of Create the Movement Podcast. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement.